everyday life in the ghetto. My grandmother had one son who was murdered. She has another son who's addicted to drugs and is in and out of jail. Her grandson, my cousin's man, came down with leukemia when he was 6. He was cured, but the medication left him learning disabled. It upset his mother so much that she started drinking.
The monster has escaped from us, ravaging countryside, killing, maiming, terrorizing.
My cousin Tony got jumped by one of the gangs in the neighborhood. They beat him up so bad they put him in the hospital. Tony said they beat him up until they knocked him unconscious. Then they hit him a couple more times in the mouth. That woke him up and he got away. He says it's just a blessing that he made it back home.
One doesn't easily forget their parents. An arm torn out by the roots.
Magic moments, memories we've been sharing.
I started seeing shadows on the porch, on the back porch when I used to look out the window at night. And it would look like Ronald Reagan, and he was talking to my grandmother. And I was hearing voices, and the voices told me to run and get butt naked. I had did that before, too, checking my clothes off.
You're the best mom in the whole world.
Who is my father?
Father of the fella named Topher Flipper. He seen you when you was about 2. And I ain't seen him since.
What do you think happened?
He probably did.
I'll never forget the moment we kissed the night of the hayride. The way that we hugged to try to keep warm while taking the sleigh ride.
Any kind of way I can get some
putting our feet in the water together. It's sober there.
Lloyd's mother died 2 years ago from drinking. His father is also an alcoholic.
Roy, believe it or not, I was your age once.
How did you react to when you heard that she died? I'm very upset. I just thought my life wasn't worth living. I wanted that too.
Time can't erase the memory of these magic
moments. What's gonna make it without her?
Filled with love.
But I think that we made it. I'm very proud of us.
A lot of kids we grew up with already doing games. When I was 9, I knew where drugs came from. When I was 10, I seen my first automatic weapon, a Glock 9, 2 clips.
I see all kinds of guns.
Living around here, you get shot all the time.
Like Vietnam sometimes.
I remember one time I was at my auntie's house spending the night. We playing Super Nintendo. I hear the lady out.
I heard you been looking for me, nigga.
Then she just, woo, 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 woo. She let off about 8 shots. Then I heard the other gun fire off. And we were just still there playing it, like nothing had happened.
What a dumb thing to do. But you wouldn't have done anything like this if Mom and Dad were here.
And then in Vietnam, some people came back crazy.
Yeah,
I'm living Vietnam, so what you think I'm gonna be if I live in the same?
Goodbye, one. five bandits, I must fall inside. The triangle tables and the trumpets play slow. Farewell, Angelina. The sky is on fire and I must go. There's no need for anger. There's no need for blame. There's nothing to prove. Everything's still the same. Just a table standing empty by the edge of the sea. Farewell, Angelina. The sky is trembling and I must leave. Jacks and the queens have forsaken the courtyard. 52 gypsies now bypass the guards. In the space where the dukes and the ace once ran wild. Farewell, Angelina, the sky is folding. I'll see you in a while. Cross-eyed pirates sitting perched in the sun, shooting tin cans with a shot-off shotgun. And the neighbors, they fire and they cheer with each blast. Farewell, Angelina, the sky's changing colors, be fast.
Showering with Hilary Duff.
It's the loneliest number since the number one.
In this big game that we play, life, it's not what you hope for, it's not what you deserve, it's what you take. I'm Frank T.J. Mackey, a master of the muffin, and author of the Seduce and Destroy system, now available to you on audio and video cassette. Seduce and Destroy will teach you the techniques to have any hard body bar just dripping to wet your dock. Bottom line, language. The magical key to unlocking the female analytical mindset. Tap directly into her hopes, her wants, her fears, her desires, and her sweet little panties. Learn how to make that lady friend your sex self, sir. Seduce and Destroy produces instant money back guarantees. Hey, how many more times do you need to hear your own two kids?
Well,
For over 30 years, America has hung out and answered questions with Jimmy Cater. An American legend and a true television icon, Jimmy celebrates his 12,000th hour of broadcast this week.
Have I been around that long, really?
He's a family man who's been married for over 40 years with two children and one bouncing baby grandchild on the way. We tune in each day to see the human interaction between Jimmy and some very special kids. And we hope there's 30 more years of watching.
Turn the cannon.